tonight, around 10 million households will be completing the census. It's the 18th time residents across the nation have taken stock of their current living arrangements, preferences and beliefs to help inform future policy and spending priorities for the government. Dr. Liz Allen is a demographer from ANU and she joins me now for a chat. Hi there, Dr. Allen. How are you doing?
Doing well. It's a great day. we've got the census, the People's Olympics. I'm excited.
Yeah, so as a demographer, I'm sure you see a real rich application for this data. Why is it important that people fill it out accurately?
Oh, census is the foundation of evidence. It is the foundation of knowledge, and it is so crucial. I can't really over-exaggerate this one at all. Because what census does, it doesn't just give us an idea about who we are, where we live and so on, but it tells us vital information about the characteristics of a population to then help us inform policy, practice, but also research. Research applications, sample surveys are all based upon the census. I'd like to say that give me anything, you know, any problem in the world and I'll tell you how it's related to population. And, we're in the middle of a pandemic at the moment. This census will give us vital clues about how that's impacted people, but more importantly, how we can chart the way out of this pandemic. And it's exciting.
Do you think that the ABS strikes the right balance with the need for privacy and the need for information and data?
Privacy and the need for information has been an ongoing conflict, if you like, or a struggle or a balance that the ABS has had to take. From the very first censuses in the colonies and so on, it's been something that has been a major feature. Since our very first national census, it's also featured. I think the ABS get it right. There are always opportunities for improvement, and the ABS, when alerted to these issues, has been quite responsive in the last couple of censuses to ensure that. We are the type of people that are wary of government and particularly government overreach, and I think that's a wonderful thing and something that we should continue. But we've got to be mindful that the census conducted by the ABS is done so at quite a distance. It's quite independent of government, the collection itself. And in fact, we have laws that govern the collection of the census, the protection of the privacy of the data, but also what can be done with the data and who can view the individual census records. Good news is government isn't allowed to do much when it comes to individual census forms, and so they're off limits, and the ABS is very cautious about protecting that.
Right.
I think that from the very beginning, we've always collected names and addresses. Yes, we should be aware, but we shouldn't be alarmed because the ABS are not doing anything nefarious.
It's more about just being able to say this is with this set of data and you can see it over a course of, you know, decades or something. So it's actually a little bit more rich and meaningful to look at that data, right?
No. So this is another common misunderstanding, that the belief that people are being tracked or traced every census on census. That's actually not the case. So the names and addresses are actually used to help post-census ensure that we haven't undercounted or overcounted people, but there's no surveillance. Rather, what does happen, though, is that there is a program of work by the name of data integration, whereby statistical keys are created to integrate data across data sets. It might be Medicare, it might be other data sets that the government holds. But it's not done in a way that tracks and keeps a name and address of an individual.
All right. Oh, that's good to hear. So what's different this year with the census, Dr. Liz Allen?
We have the first changes in quite a long time in this census, since 2006, in fact. There are two additional questions, one removed. We've got the addition of a long-term health condition question, a question around Defence Force service, and the internet connection at home has been removed from the census. But there are probably two really important things for me in the census that most people won't notice, and that is people will be asked and enabled to pick a category other than male and female on the sex question. And the other one that I'm very excited about is the improvement for language and ancestry for First Australians, where they can actually, in a more earnest way, report their true situation when it comes to an Indigenous language, but also Indigenous ancestry.
And I hear that homeless people will be counted as well.
Wow, homelessness, it's a big one for me. I've had personal experiences with it, and I believe I was left out of the 1996 census.
All right.
What I can see is that the ABS has worked very, very hard over successive censuses to ensure that no matter where we sleep, no matter how we sleep, we're counted. And I'm so proud to be able to say that rough sleepers are particularly addressed when it comes to special enumeration. But, you know, by and large, most homeless people live in homes. It's just not theirs. You know, they're couch surfing, they're in precarious situations. They're in severe overcrowded situations. And the ABS does a wonderful job at highlighting these issues and bringing these issues to the fore.
Hmm. Have you heard much talk about changes that they should do in the future, the ABS, with the future census?
Demographers and social researchers talk quite a lot about what we can do to improve the census. And in fact, census preparation for 2026 has already begun, and so has the work for identifying what should go in it. I really firmly believe that we should have gender alongside sex and sexual orientation included in the 2026 census. We should also have a better enumeration of ethnicity that reflects contemporary Australia. It presently doesn't. I'm hopeful for that as well. And I'm hopeful for some changes to ensure that we reflect the complexity and the diversity of families and households more earnestly in contemporary Australia.
Well, Dr. Liz Allen from ANU, it's been great to have you with us today. Thanks for your help and enjoy tonight. Very exciting census night.
Very excited. The People's Olympics. You may have been sitting on the couch watching Olympics from afar. Now it's your turn.
Very strenuous.
Get those pen hands ready.